the climate wars now, and the Prime Minister has thrown his weight behind a technology-based approach to cleaning up the planet. The policy is still being worked out, but it seems as though it's unlikely to include a net zero emissions reduction target by 2050. Phil Currie is in our Parliament House studios. Phil, good morning.
Oh, morning, friend.
Now, the Prime Minister said it many times now. He says technology, not taxes and targets, will drive our emissions down. Now, there's talk of this technology investment target, and we know a technology roadmap, whatever that is, will be released soon. Do you think this is the political solution, if not the scientific solution, to the government's divisions over climate policy?
Oh, who knows? It's probably just the latest iteration, friend. But look, we're not quite sure what it is. I think they're both the same thing, this investment, whatever it was, and the roadmap. There's a sort of we're getting mired in semantics here. The government is falling over itself not to use the word target, basically, because that's incendiary to internally for it. But look, the PM at the press club a month ago or so mentioned this roadmap will be coming out soon in the next few weeks. We're not sure exactly what it's going to mean, but I was speaking to a lot of Liberals yesterday, and they essentially want it to contain goals, if you like, rather than targets by technological goals. For example, dates by when we should have a certain percentage of electric vehicles, for example, one being moved, hydrogen, uptake of hydrogen and so forth. These are all the things. And then that will somehow automatically, if we meet these goals, not targets, that'll get us to zero emissions by 2050 without actually having to mandate a target. Now, that's the sort of loose theory behind it. And from the internal division point of view, of several said to me yesterday, this would just allow technology to do what technology does, and you could essentially go around the Nationals on coal rather than try and go through them, because going through them is just going to get ugly.
But technology doing what technology does is fair enough, but remember, the government had to bring in the renewable energy target to get renewable energy to do what renewable energy does. Now, that's worked. It's worked better than originally predicted, so that we met those targets early. But there was a lot of opposition in the coalition to the renewable energy target.
Well, there's a lot of opposition in the coalition to a lot of things they're doing now. I mean, reality is they've been mugged by reality and they're going down this path, and the Prime Minister is, I guess, trying to sort of drag them that way whilst being sensitive to the internal divisions they have on this. And that's why I don't think they've completely ruled out a net zero emissions target by 2050. The PM's language is very strong against it. He's making it plain that it'll only be done if they're getting some work done, by the sounds of it, which they'll have done before they go to Glasgow.
The quote from the PM is, no one can tell me going down that path of zero emissions by 2050 won't cost jobs and won't put up electricity prices. Well, get someone to do the work, and in that work, surely they need to work out what the upside is, what the savings are, and what the benefits would
be. That's what they're apparently doing. I mean, it's as clear as mud trying to find out just the methodology inside government. They're not being very forthcoming, but there is apparently some process underway which they'll use to make a decision before they go to Glasgow at the end of the year. But so the PM's putting out a lot of heavy caveats, though. So, that's where we're up to. But
look,
at the end of the day, the business community says you have to actually invest, you actually have forced investment targets. Relying on the vibe of the thing won't get you there. So it's just going to drive us mad for the next few months, friend, until we get some clarity around it.
And we'll keep talking about it, Phil. Phil, just briefly, Anthony Albanese today delivers the latest of his vision statements, this one focusing on older Australians. He's going to argue the case the government should go ahead with their legislated increase, the superannuation guarantee, to 12% by 2025. He said that's an important part of a retirement strategy. But given wages are still flatlining, is that getting harder for Labor to argue? Even ACOS now says they should drop it.
Well, it may be, but they're not resolved. I think Albanese makes a good point today. He said, you should be able to do both. I mean, it's a matter of increasing productivity and growth. I mean, we're talking half a percentage point per year from 21 to 2025 under the legislated increase from 9.5 to 12. So it's not a huge hoik out of wages, on an annual basis. So he's making the point that if you're boiling it down to a binary choice, you're giving up on growing the economy and growing productivity. And he says, Labor will do that, although details to be advised.
To be advised. To we'll all stay tuned to that. Phil, thank you very much.
Good on you, friend.
Phil Currie is political editor with the Financial Review.